This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's brilliant to have you on board once again. And man alive, what a scorcher it is in Cape Town where I am today. And I think it's ironic we're going to be chatting some swimming. Tracy Markham is our guest today. She returns. We've had some phenomenal feedback about her story, which we published last week. If you haven't listened to that yet, I'd suggest go back into the archives on thekonaedge.com and go and listen to it. Very, very worthwhile listening. All about the plan and how to get to Kona. So if you haven't listened to it yet, please go back and do that. A massive thank you to our sponsor today as well. If you don't have life insurance, or if you think you're paying too much for your life insurance, then be sure to check out Health IQ. They cater to triathletes and really believe that we should be rewarded for the healthy lifestyle choices that we make. They've spent the last few years partnering with life insurance companies to get lower rates for athletes like marathon runners, cyclists, and triathletes just like you. Another thing that makes Health IQ unique is, unlike other life insurance companies, they cater for athletes with low resting heart rates, which sometimes gets flagged as abnormal in fitness tests or physicals. Some other things they do is use waist to hip ratio, rather, in addition to your body mass index, which is great for more muscular athletes. And they also don't penalize healthy athletes for poor family history. They've built what they do with us as triathletes in mind. What I would suggest is head over to this URL, okay? It is healthiq.com/Kona. Go and get yourself an obligation-free quote. It is absolutely free, and let's see how much they can save you. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. That URL to get to once again is healthiq.com/Kona. Also coming up here on the Kona Edge next week, Thursday. So a week today as we record this. I'm very, very excited about this. I mentioned it on yesterday's podcast, but it's your chance to hang out in transition with Kyle Buckingham. If you want to find out more about it, Kyle is a two-time Ironman champion. He's also an overall age group winner on the Big Island, first age group at home a few years ago, and he's also a 70.3 world champion in his age group prior to him turning professional. He's a phenomenal athlete, and I want to give you the chance to hang out with him. Seats are limited. It's absolutely free, so head over to this URL. It is thekonaedge.com/transition. You can get all the details there. Enough about me yakking. Let's head over to Tracy and find out what she's done to get better in the water. Time to chat some swimming here on the Kona Edge. We head back to Amsterdam to chat to returning guest Tracy Markham. Tracy, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Brad. Really, really great to be here again.
Tracy, you played water polo growing up, so you were very comfortable in the water, and you're a very good swimmer. You obviously do a lot of work on it, but it does help if you come from a bit of a swimming background, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I am so grateful that I have a bit of a swimming background, because even though I am a good swimmer and a confident swimmer, standing on that beach before the start of a race is a terrifying moment. So I can only imagine what it must feel like for swimmers who aren't as strong.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if the conditions aren't great either. Having that confidence is a huge thing. Does that confidence come with simply swimming and swimming lots?
Yes, I think so. I think water polo played a huge role. It's quite an aggressive sport. I've had a few close shaves with sharp nails and strong arms. And I think that helped a lot. I know I'm not going to drown. So if I get dunked in the water or smacked in the face, that's all right. I'll just carry on going. It's not the end of the world.
I'm glad you say that. I've got a son who's playing water polo. Took it up a couple of years ago. So good news. That is good news. I'm chuffed. Tracy, as far as things you've done over time to get better in the water, what are some of the things that you've done to improve?
So the biggest thing, and I'm sorry everybody listening to this, the biggest thing you can do is just swim more. Swimming 2 to 3 times a week, unfortunately, is not going to cut it. You need to go 4+. Somebody once told me you need to do the 4x4, which is 4 times a week, 4 kilometers, which it probably a little bit on the much side for the average age grouper, but volume, unfortunately, is the way to go. But also not just gray volume, don't just swim up and down. Focused volume is the way forward.
You know, Neil McPherson's going to have something to say about that, don't you?
I know, but that's this is the way it is.
And it's for everybody who doesn't know, let me just, there's a bit of a backstory here. So you train with Diana and Neil as from a coaching perspective. They've got a coaching business based here in Cape Town. Every now and again, we tweet something about swimming 10,000 hours. If you want to do anything, you've got to do 10,000 hours. And every time we post about it, Neil has something to say about it on Twitter. So I just thought I'd throw that in there as well, because I'm sure he's listening.
Sorry,
too.
Neil.
So. As far as technique goes, I mean, you obviously have the background, but have you worked much on your technique over the years?
Yes, absolutely. And that was one of the things that Neil was able to help a lot with. So he's got the Dartfish technology at his studio. So you can see what you're doing. And what I learned was adults particularly are really bad at proprioception, which means you think you're doing something the way you've seen it, but you're not actually executing it. So one of the things I thought I was doing was really going into the water well and getting a good catch early on. Turned out I was going into the water, lifting my fingers up, effectively breaking myself, and then pushing my arms straight down. So that for me was a huge step change, I think, right at the start, really learning on how to get a good catch early in the swim stroke.
I must actually go see Neil now that you mentioned that. That sounds incredible, because you're so right. I think all of us feel like we're swimming like Michael Phelps until we see ourselves on video.
It's the worst thing in the world. I thought I was swimming so beautifully, and then I looked at myself and I'm like, Tracy, what is going on there?
That's not me. You've got someone else's video in there. That's definitely not me. And workouts wise, what do you love doing?
So my worst set is the Diana set of death, which is, it's awful, which are pyramids of 500, 400, 300, 200, 100. And you just keep doing that over and over again till you get to the amounts. That is not a fun set. My favorite set is the where you switch things up a little bit. So it's 4x25s, as flat out as you can go, with 200 in between. And again, you just keep repeating that until you've hit your 5-6Ks. That's my favorite set.
How many times in the build-up to Kona were you swimming in a week?
4 to 5 times a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sort of getting the balance, obviously you've got to find time to run and bike and everything else you do as well. Again, is it just come down to planning, put it in the diary and get it done?
Yeah, as I said, Brad, I have no friends. So
move to a new country, that sorts it out.
No, it is a tough balance. And I have to say, when the weeks get pressured, the first set that myself personally, I don't advise it because I'm a confident swimmer. The first thing that would drop would probably be my long, easy swim. That would have to unfortunately go. But because you want to, the swim is the shortest part of the Ironman. You're not going to win an Ironman on the swim, but you can definitely lose it. So coming out of that water in the front, so you've got clear bike path, coming out feeling fresh is really important if you're racing to compete. So for me, missing out of those swims wasn't really an option. So you just make it work.
Absolutely. Well, Tracy, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Thanks. Have a good day, Brad.
Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Team Robertson Ready. Team RR provides personalized triathlon, running, and nutrition coaching. And as a client, you'll receive a customized program based on your specific needs for your triathlon or running goals. Team RR coaching is hands-on and takes into consideration each athlete's strengths, weaknesses, and unique life schedule. The nutrition program is individualized based on individual blood panel markers, personal goals, past history, as well as using current research on what works. Team RR is led by former elite triathlete John Robertson, who also holds a Bachelor of Science degree in nutrition. To find out more about John and the work he does with Team RR, simply head over to teamrobertsonready.com or alternatively go to theconaedge.com/coaching. Don't forget too, if you're a coach and you'd like to use the Kona Edge to grow your coaching business, head over to that same URL. It's theconaedge.com/coaching. Scroll all the way down to the bottom and you'll get all the details there. We'll be right back. And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thanks so much for joining me. And a massive thank you to DC Coaster in New Zealand, in the land of the long white cloud, leaving us an iTunes review overnight, saying it's even for multi-sport athletes. This is a great training support tool for multi-sport athletes, swim, bike, paddle athletes. Series has been great for running up to running up my overall commitment to perform to my max and to fuel my body to help achieve this. Great podcast. Keep up the great work, Brad. It's from DC Coaster. Don't forget, if you haven't left us a review yet, please do. Literally only takes a couple of seconds, and I look forward to giving you a shout out on the podcast tomorrow. So simply just click on the link in iTunes and leave us a review. It takes you 2 minutes and it really helps us out a lot as well. DC Coaster, thank you for that review. This episode of the Kona Edge was brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health conscious people get special life insurance rates. Head over to healthiq.com/Kona, and in doing so, you'll support the show, but you can also find out how much you'll save on your life insurance. You can also text the word Health IQ, that's all one word, Health IQ, to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, have yourself a great Thursday. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.